Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 जय प्रभु पारा जय प्रभु पारा प्रभु पारा जय प्रभु पारा प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद श्री प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज गचौर्य स्तोत्र सरस्वती श्री सुनर जीवांग श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय स्कंद विधि फंगचौर्य श्री प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज गचौर्य स्तोत्र सरस्वती श्री सुनर जीवांग भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय गौप्रेमानंदी समवेत भक्तवृंद की All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, The Gopis Search for Krishna, text number 12. Bahum priyam sa upadhaya grihita padmo Ramanujastu lasikali kulair madandhai Anviyamana iha vastarava pranamam Kimva bhinandati charan pranaya valokai Bahum priyam sarupadhaya grihita padmo Ramanujastu lasikali Kulair madandhai Anviyamana iha vastarava pranamam Kimva bhinandati charan pranaya valokai Bahum priyam sa upadhaya grihita padmo Bahum priyam sa रामानुजस्तु लसिकाली कुलैर्मदान्धये अन्वीयमान इह वस्तरव प्रणामम् किं वाभिनन्दति चरन् प्रणयावलोकये word for word. Bahum, his arm. Priya, of his beloved. Amshe, on the shoulder. Upadhaya, placing. Grihita, holding. Padma, a lotus. Rama, Anuja, Krishna, the younger brother of Balaram. Tulasika, swarming around the Tulsi Manjaris, which are ornamenting his garland. Ali Kulai, by the many bees. Mada, with intoxication. Andhai, who are blind. Anviyamana, being followed. Iha, here. Vaha, Yur, Taravaha, O trees, Pranamam, the bowing down, Kimva, weather, Abhinandati, has acknowledged, Charan, while walking by, Pranaya, imbued with love, Avalokai, with his glances. Translation and purport by the followers of Srila Prabhupada. O trees, we see that you are bowing down. When the younger brother of Ram walked by here, followed by intoxicated bees swarming around the Tulsi Manjaris decorating his garland, did he acknowledge your obeisances with his affectionate glances? He must have been resting his arm on the shoulder of his beloved and carrying a lotus flower in his free hand. Purport. The gopis saw that the trees, bent over with abundant fruits and flowers, were offering obeisances to Lord Krishna. The gopis supposed Krishna must have recently passed that way, since the trees were still bowing down. Because Sri Krishna had left the gopis to go with his favorite consort, they were jealous and thus imagined that he had become fatigued from his loving affairs and was resting his left arm on the soft shoulder of his beloved. The gopis further imagined that Krishna must have been carrying a blue lotus in his right hand to drive away the bees eagerly trying to attack his beloved's face after smelling its aroma. The scene was so beautiful, the gopis imagined that the maddened bees had left the Tulsi garden to follow the two lovers. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agyanati Nirandasya Gyananjana Shilakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the verse again. O trees, we see that you are bowing down. When the younger brother of Ram walked by here, followed by intoxicated bees swarming around the Tulsi Manjaris decorating his garland, did he acknowledge your obeisances with his affectionate glances? He must have been resting his arm on the shoulder of his beloved and carrying a lotus flower in his free hand. So, this is how the pure devotees of the Lord, the best servants of Krishna, how they think. They're seeing that the trees are heavy with fruits and flowers, and they're thinking that the trees are actually paying obeisances to Krishna. So those who are, Srila Prabhupada said that these gopis, they are the best devotees of the Lord. And everything they think, everything they do, everything that they even consider is for the pleasure of Krishna. Because they love Krishna so much, they cannot think of anything but Him. Ahaituki apatihata yayatma supersedati. That there is nothing that is obstructing them from seeing Krishna as their beloved. Which is different in the material world. This world is filled with so much envy and all the other bad qualities that keep us fixed in the material pool. So in order for one, what does one do in order to get to that point whereby one can constantly remember Krishna? This is the practicing field. We are here in the material world. Now we are we're trying to get to that place. The Krishna book, you will see there, is divided into 90 chapters. And we are right now in what is called the Rasa Dance. Five chapters, it describes the Rasa Dance. Tamohar Prabhu wrote something recently that we'll be trying to go faster through these chapters, because there's not so much philosophy that we are accustomed to speaking, because there's so much information here of topics that are beyond most of us, or all of us. Our situation and what our situation in this world is that we're suffering from envy, from malice, from so many bad qualities that are there. And now we are trying to purify ourselves so that we can go back to that place, so that we can actually develop some love for Krishna. Those who work on the altar and touching the deities regularly, they get purified by the Lord. And therefore, a lot of times they are the ones who are so close to the Lord, they're constantly thinking of how to worship the Lord better. So this is the practice. In order for us to get to that stage, everything goes from one stage to another. And in the Nectar of Devotion, there is description of what one should do in order to get to that level whereby he can constantly think of Krishna and think of the service he can do for Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, coming to the Western countries to give this message to all the people of this world, in his letter there, when he first touched down in Boston, it was such a touching letter. Insignificant beggar, he said he was, because he was carrying Krishna within his heart, because he was actually carrying, he was so much attention he puts to Krishna and his spiritual master. He was able to bring this message intact, the culture, the message of Lord Chaitanya, the message of Krishna himself, of how to go back to Krishna. So because he was carrying the message of his spiritual master, all the predecessor acharyas, Krishna himself, therefore he was able to be successful despite all obstacles in his way. Says one who remembers the Guru and Krishna, all the Vedic literatures, all the information are imparted unto him. So he was saying there, how, my dear Lord, I have no power of my own. My name is given as Bhaktivedanta. So now, if you like, you can make my name come true. The word, the meaning of my name, Bhakti and Vedanta. And let my words, these people, they are suffering from so many atrocities, so many difficulties, so many material engagements they have. How am I going to be able to convert them? How am I going to be able to help them understand this? But please make my words sufficiently understandable so that they can understand what I'm saying. So in this way, there is the Nectar of Devotion is describing what are the different activities, and Srila Prabhupada has been repeating it over and over again. He says repetition is good, because we have been in this material world for so many millions of lifetimes, and there are so many bad habits that we have picked up. Habits are difficult to give up. Good habits, bad habits, they're all difficult to give up. So that's why one should have good habits. And by giving up these unwanted qualities, then one gradually come to that level whereby he can develop some love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when the gopis, when they saw the trees bent over with abundant fruits and flowers, and they're thinking like this, it is wonderful that someone could be thinking of something like that. The Supreme Lord, that these trees creepers, they are bowing down to the Supreme Lord. The gopis supposed Krishna must have recently passed that way, since the trees were still bowing down. So they were reflecting, and their mind was also on Krishna all the time. It was because Sri Krishna had left the gopis to go with his favorite consort, they were jealous and thus imagined that he had become fatigued from his loving affairs. So they're imagining, their mind is constantly engaged in the on the form of Sri Krishna. In this world, there are so many things to distract us. We may go to work, we have to drive the car, we have to have the attention on the road, and we have to do so many things, and it's very easy for our attention to go somewhere else. That is why it's described that the mind is like a vessel, and if it is half full of spiritual things, it means the other half is material. So one should keep his mind full with Krishna, and that way there is no space for anything else. Of course, we all know that's a very difficult task, to constantly remember Krishna all day long. The Kunti Devi was praying like that. My dear Lord, please let these calamities happen again and again, because when these calamities happen, we remember you. And if we can remember you, then all the suffering, all the calamities go far away. It's a very high prayer. So this actually is an impetus to help us remember Krishna when there is difficulties. So she was praying like that. Let the sufferings come, and in this way we can remember you. So the whole idea is to remember Krishna. Whatever way it takes us to remember him, let's remember him. What is that? Always remember Krishna and never forget him. These are the two instructions. The two instructions that are most important. Always remember Krishna and never forget him. So the gopis here, they're constantly remembering Krishna in their situation. And we can also remember the Lord during the day, whatever activities we perform. We can chant the glories, or we can chant the Hare Krishna mantra. If you're driving our car, we can chant. If you're doing other activities, we can chant. If there are others around and we don't want them to hear, we can still chant. We can chant in our mind, quietly. Like Srila Prabhupada said, one has to live in this world like the wife who has a paramour. She has her husband, but she has a paramour, and at home she does everything very nicely, so that the husband doesn't detect that she has a paramour. So we are doing everything in this world. We're doing all the activities that we are doing, going to work, taking care of the children, cleaning the house, doing so many things, but at the same time, remembering Krishna. At the back of our mind, Krishna is always there. And in the morning is very good, because we come to see the deities and they look so beautiful every day. And we can we can take a snapshot as we come before the deities every day. We could take a snapshot and just keep it at the back of our mind. So you remember things better if you do like that. You imagine that you're actually seeing it, and then you close your eyes and you try to take the image of the Lord in this type of garland. That's the color, and this bead is here, and that all the different decorations that the deities have. In this way, we can. All day long, we can keep our mind on the deities. One time, someone asked Maharaj, I forgot his name. Anyway, they asked him, he has a very good memory to remember verses and remember pastimes, like Radhanath Swami. But, and they said, Maharaj, well, how do you remember all these details? And the Maharaj replied that, when the story is being read, that you imagine that you are actually there and you're seeing with your mind's eye, you're seeing everything that is going on and all the details of color and place and what things are there and so forth. And in this way is a good chance that you might remember. I've tried it and I can only remember some. So in this way, we can fill our mind and our person with Krishna, and you know it'll take time. Srila Prabhupada said it's a gradual process. It's a gradual process, but don't make it too gradual. There's so many different advice we're given, so many different tools we have by Srila Prabhupada's grace. We have so much facility to remember Krishna. So many different services are there to be done. And we just have to put ourselves in that situation. There's so many devotees are doing different kinds of jobs. And somehow or other, they work around their schedule so that they can do some service for the Lord. And in this way, gradually, we are making advancement. And one of these days, then we'll actually come to that point whereby we can constantly remember the Lord and constantly imagining what maybe what is Krishna doing right now. And Krishna... On the other hand, he wants to have fun. Srila Prabhupada said, it's not boring for Krishna. It's not like God. God is constantly putting people in hell. Okay, you go to hell, you go to heaven. That is not his, that's not a very blissful activity, blissful service. Krishna, he's like a 16-year-old boy, sometimes Prabhupada said like 25-year-old boy. And also his mentality is like that, he said. He said Krishna's mentality is also like a 16-year-old boy. He could have done so many things. All these kings that were killed in the Mahabharata war, Krishna could have easily killed them. He didn't have to wait for the Mahabharata war to take place. Kamsa, he could have destroyed Kamsa in no time. But what there's no fun in just killing him and then everything else is over. So many different activities went on. You know, when he appeared in the prison house, although the feeling of Mother Devaki and Vasudev, all those different emotions and the feelings that they have, all of those came out, and Krishna, of course. He is fulfilling the desire of his devotees by doing all these different activities. And then Vasudev taking him across the river Jamuna, and all the chains and the locks and everything opened up automatically. All these different things are taking place, and then he takes him over to Gokul and exchange the baby. And then Mother Yashoda, not knowing all of these things that are taking place, The Mahabharata war is went on, because so many things were, so many different people, so many different devotees, so many of the unrighteous kings were killed. And Krishna, going through all of that, wanting to be the servant of Krishna, of Arjuna, driving the chariot of Arjuna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying that those who teach this message to others, that they are the best devotees. Teach the message of Bhagavad Gita. And Srila Prabhupada, he was the best to do that, to be able to, first of all, to work so hard for the pleasure of Krishna. And someone said, Swamiji, that why are you just making these pamphlets and handing them out, one page, Back to Godhead magazine, that you should, these people are going to throw them away. You should write books, because if you write books, then those books will stay. And that's when he decided that, you take it that, well, this is an instruction from Krishna. And someone told him that, some doctor told him that, you know, you should take massage and you should do some walking. He also took that as Krishna's instruction to him. So he started his morning walk and then started taking massage also. So, in this way, he has brought this message to the Western countries, and everyone has a chance now to develop that love for Krishna. We may not be on the level of the gopis. We may not even want to be on that level of the gopis right now. Those who, Srila Prabhupada, the instructions he gave us is that just do what I say. These are just the simple things that one can do. Chant your 16 rangs, follow these regulative principles, associate with devotees. The five main things, and are there in the morning program also, the five main factors that can actually keep us above ground level. Sadhu Sangha, Naam Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan. Sadhu Sangha, associating with devotees. Naam Kirtan, to chant the holy names of the Lord. Bhagavat Shravan, to listen or read the Bhagavatam. Mathura Vas, live in Vrindavan. And then Murti Seva, which is to worship the deity. And all these five items he has included in the morning program. So we come here and we associate with devotees, we chant the holy name, we hear the Bhagavatam, we worship the deity. And in this way, these activities will help us to stay above ground. They said that the airplane stays in orbit, stays in the air, because the engine is working. And if the engine stops working, just recently there were some birds that flew in some engine of a plane and it crashed, engine broke and it crashed. So these items of devotional service, these are this motor that is keeping us going. These are the parts of the motor that keep us aloof, otherwise we will drop. Sadhu Sangha, Naam Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan. So we have a very good opportunity still, and not just being in this world, but being in this world as human beings, and see how fortunate we are that even out of so many billions of human beings, so few have a chance to hear this message. And even those who have heard this message, so few actually take to the process. So we're very, very fortunate, and life is very short. So it's probably a good thing to take advantage of it and fill our mind with Krishna and Krishna's activities and so forth. All right, I'll stop there. There's just a few minutes left. Any questions or any comments? Yes, Prabhu?
Is
a microphone. Imagining, yeah. I think it's, let's see here. The gopis supposed Krishna must have recently passed that way since the trees were still bowing down. They supposed, yeah. They were imagining, they were thinking. Well, the first says, the gopis saw that the trees bent over with abundant fruits and flowers were offering obeisances to Lord Krishna. So after they saw that, then they supposed that Krishna must have recently passed there. Because Sri Krishna had left the gopis to go with his favorite consort, they were jealous and thus imagined that he had become fatigued from his loving affairs and was resting his left arm on the soft shoulder of his beloved. Yeah, the trees are also devotees. All well, yeah. When the it is described like that, and even here, they are so heavy with fruits and flowers that you could say that they are bowing down to Krishna. Of course, all these living entities in Vrindavan, they are all conscious, and they are all wanting to serve Krishna in whatever form, moving or non-moving. Living entities, they're all trying to serve Krishna. And they all have their duties to perform. And the pastimes of the Lord, the trees, the flowers, the creepers, the kunjas, the parrots, everybody, they all have their different services arranged by Vrindadevi, Tulsi Maharani, and Purnamasi. Every one of them, they're looking forward to see, well, what service am I going to do today for the pastimes of Radha and Krishna? So it's wonderful to look forward to, to some activity that I'm going to be performing today for Krishna. Sometimes devotees, once in a while I get to do Mangal Arati on the altar. If somebody is sick or they're tired or something, they can't do it. So it's a wonderful thing to get a chance to go on the altar and do arti for the deities, or clean the floor for the deities, or whatever services might be there. Doing an arti is more attractive to most people. Cleaning the floor is not so much, but they get the same. You get the same result. Yes, Mother Kadashi. I guess my microphone not. Yeah.
It's very attractive. And I was thinking now, when you drive underneath, one can think, the trees are offering their obeisances to Krishna.
Jai. That's a nice meditation. Even coming up, so just to repeat what you said, that right here, Ekadashi is saying that we have these little flowers that kind of bend over to each other, and you can be thinking that, these are offering obeisances to Krishna, just like in Vrindavan. And this is new Ramanreti, so it's happening here also. Like coming up on 235, right near to the cemetery there, those trees are above, there's like a canopy, a kunja, all the cars, and it's beautiful just, driving under them and feeling. You could actually remember Vrindavan going under those trees. Anything else? Okay, we'll stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanandi.
Thank you.